Задание 2. Вы два раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями из списка. К каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A. For me, email is just a way of doing business. I don't use it for those close to me, as I prefer to call or text friends, or use social media such as Facebook. I prefer social media for friends and family, because it allows me to communicate with lots of people at once. Social networking is much more dynamic and interactive than email, but email is a very useful tool for keeping in touch with business contacts. Speaker B.
When I was younger, I used to love sending and receiving letters. They were such an elegant way to communicate. They required thought and care. But of course, with the rise of modern technology, letter writing simply fell out of fashion. I wasn't very keen on sending emails in the beginning. I thought they were very impersonal. But now I realize they're a good way to keep in touch with old friends and family who live far away.
Speaker C.
My generation don't write long letters or emails. We're used to writing short text messages. Basically, each generation finds their own way to communicate, and we aren't interested in the way things were done in the past. My mum and dad are very critical of this because they think we've lost the skill of communicating with long texts. That may be true, but we've gained lots of other skills. We can say more in 3 words than others can in 20.
Speaker D.
I'd rather send an email or a letter than a short text. Everything in life these days has been reduced to short messages. Nothing has any real substance anymore. How can I express how I feel or tell others my news in one sentence? The thing about writing letters is they have depth. I don't want my life to be a shallow one-line joke. Things like text messages are fine for quick contact, but we shouldn't lose our ability to express ourselves fully.
Speaker E.
I was never much of a letter writer in the old days. They take such a long time to write and ages to arrive at their destination. It was always far easier to call someone, though obviously a lot more expensive. Emails are much better. They're easy to write, if you can use a keyboard properly, and they get there instantly. I still like calling people, because I love to hear their voice, but email is the next best thing.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A. For me, email is just a way of doing business. I don't use it for those close to me, as I prefer to call or text friends, or use social media such as Facebook. I prefer social media for friends and family, because it allows me to communicate with lots of people at once. Social networking is much more dynamic and interactive than email, but email is a very useful tool for keeping in touch with business contacts. Speaker B.
When I was younger, I used to love sending and receiving letters. They were such an elegant way to communicate. They required thought and care. But of course, with the rise of modern technology, letter writing simply fell out of fashion. I wasn't very keen on sending emails in the beginning. I thought they were very impersonal. But now I realise they're a good way to keep in touch with old friends and family who live far away.
Speaker C.
My generation don't write long letters or emails. We're used to writing short text messages. Basically, each generation finds their own way to communicate, and we aren't interested in the way things were done in the past. My mum and dad are very critical of this because they think we've lost the skill of communicating with long texts. That may be true, but we've gained lots of other skills. We can say more in 3 words than others can in 20.
Speaker D.
I'd rather send an email or a letter than a short text. Everything in life these days has been reduced to short messages. Nothing has any real substance anymore. How can I express how I feel or tell others my news in one sentence? The thing about writing letters is they have depth. I don't want my life to be a shallow one-line joke. Things like text messages are fine for quick contact, but we shouldn't lose our ability to express ourselves fully.
Speaker E.
I was never much of a letter writer in the old days. They take such a long time to write and ages to arrive at their destination. It was always far easier to call someone, though obviously a lot more expensive. Emails are much better. They're easy to write, if you can use a keyboard properly, and they get there instantly. I still like calling people, because I love to hear their voice, but email is the next best thing.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.